play is pulling on the words. This is talking a little bit about the music of the Koyach and the Dimyon and so on. I want to speak about a different Nakuda, about what the Koy is, what the kin of a Koy is. The first Koy that we have, it goes through every time there was Aftach of Nevuah, but that Koy was with Koy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Koy Yazaracha, that's the first Koy that it says. And then it says, the Koy and so on and so forth. Let's talk about Koy in the context of the Akedah. We'll understand it the other places as well. We saw now, we just said the kin of Eifoy, where the first point of Ados, the first Nekuda of place, of something, was Beis HaMikdash. Avraham Avinu is going to the Akedah. The Akedah itself, it says, Vayaras HaMokom Mirochok. He saw the place from far away. It says he turned around to his Na'orim and he asked them, what do you see? It says he saw a har with an onon kosher olav and a cloud surrounding it. He turned around and asked the Na'orim, what do you see? Nothing. Givoyas v'horas, midboras v'givoyas, nothing. So he told him, okay, you stay here. V'ani v'ana ne'elcha at koi. And on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Koy Yazaracha. Koy is a lashon of not clarity. Moshe Rabbeinu is menabe with Zeadava, and Nevi'im are menabe with Koy. Koy is be'erech, like this. There are matzovim in life, there are nisyonos and in yonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to the world, that the nisoyin is the lack of clarity. The nisoyin is that we're baffled. Avraham Avinu worked a whole life to do the Ratzon Hashem, did everything right, brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratzon to Bria, was the Amud of Chesed, was the Amud of Toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maftiach to him. This is his Aftocha. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go and Shecht Yitzchak. There is absolutely no tfisa in that. There's zero. The only thing a person can have, the Chazal describe it as a place from a distance. It's a har with an onan on top of it. It's a har Hashem, but it's clouded. I know it's the right thing, but I am it's completely obfuscated to me why that would be the right thing. They didn't see anything. The Na'arim didn't see anything there. They had no tfisa. They had a tfisa, they were well-trained, the Eliezer and so on, they were very, very mechunach, and whatever you were told to do, you did, and that's that. To be able to climb a mountain that's shrouded in clouds, that you really don't know, it's beyond your tfisa, that is the world of Koy. The Makom, the Beis HaMikdash was miyusid on the place where that first Koy was uttered. With Anat Ne'elcha Ad Koy. We don't know where we're going to. I don't know where I'm going to. I don't know. If somebody asks me where you're going to, I have no idea. I'm going to Shecht my son? How could that be? I'm not going to Shecht my son? How could that be? But if you have a point, Be'erech, it's there. Somebody knows it's there. But a point of Be'erech is the only way a person can move from where he is to the place that's beyond him. The Beis HaMikdash had 1 mile of being a poi. The first thing was the clarity of many inyanim that we have here. And that's one inyan that we lost out. The second inyan, the Beis HaMikdash, was Behar Hashem Yiroya. It was built on that first koi. It was a mountain, and the top of the mountain was covered in clouds. And a person at least could move along and feel his way up even to where he was a shayachtu. So we're being mekainin on the Beis HaMikdash, on all the kois that Klai Yisrael possesses. And we're saying it that way. Eicha is an expression, I don't even have the koi today. It used to be that even if I didn't understand, but I had an idea of where we're going to. Today we're just in Kaisha. We're like the Shteinu Arim. We don't even see the mountain. We just see the clouds. So we're listing all the kais that are b'nevuah to reflect the fact that Eicha means we've lost a kai, we've lost a kai, and we have no musik of even a kai in Avodas Hashem. Eicha